This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party, Dahal Nepal faction, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda expresses worry over the risks of losing achievements made so far. World Radio Day being observed today with the theme New World, New Radio and United States to allow in thousands of asylum seekers waiting in Mexico. Now the news in detail. Chairman of Dahal Nepal faction of Nepal Communist Party and former Prime Minister Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda has expressed worry over the risks of losing achievements made so far. Releasing a book entitled Jivan Gatha, showcasing the trial and tribulations of the families living with injury and who lost and got disappeared family members in the armed resurgency, Chairman Prachanda argued the achievements made so far are the result of the martyr sacrifice. He assured that the party would duly recognize the role of Tharu people who involved in people's war, people's movement and country building. The 10th World Radio Day is being observed across the globe by organizing various programs today. The theme of this year's World Radio Day is a new world, a new radio. Nepal is also observing the day, celebrating the history of radio broadcasting that helped has in achieving political transformation and bettering people's lives. Executive Director of Radio Nepal, Buddhi Bahadur Kesi, has extended best wishes to all the listeners on the occasion of the World Radio Day. He assured that Radio Nepal would strengthen its institutional capacity in the upcoming days, improving its content and technology. He also added that radio had to play a very important role in the mass communication sector by creating public awareness and transforming the society. The World Radio Day was proclaimed by the member states of UNESCO in 2011 and adopted by the United Nations General Assembly in 2012 as an international day. From then, every year, 13 February is being marked as the World Radio Day. An old woman has died after being hit by a motorcycle at Kanchanpur district on Friday. Police have informed that the deceased has been identified as Charu Bhandari of Dhangadi sub-metropolitan city. Bhandari, who was injured in a motorcycle accident, died at City Provincial Hospital while undergoing the treatment. The body of the deceased has been kept at City Provincial Hospital, Dhangadi for post-mortem. The Nepal Electricity Authority has arrested 35 persons on the charge of power theft. These people were found using power from Nepal Electricity Authority transmission line without registering themselves for it. Nepal Electricity Authority Transmission Inorwa Unit Chief Ramudar Saha said, following the arrest, they were fined ₹11,838. Based on the complaint by dutiful customers, the Nepal Electricity Authority, with the help of Nepal Police and Armed Police, arrested them. The Meteorological Forecasting Division says the weather will remain partly to generally cloudy throughout the country due to influence of the westerly wind. Light rain is possible at one or two places of hilly region of Province 1. The division said there is a chance of light snowfall at a few places of the high mountainous region. Meteorologists said that, however, there is less possibility of high rainfall due to the impact of the system which entered the country from the western side. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. Canada has secured the world's largest number of potential COVID vaccine doses per capita, but is struggling to get its hands on some of those doses and to get jabs into arms. On Friday, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau promised an enormous increase in doses coming to Canada after both Pfizer and Moderna vaccines, the only two currently authorized for use in the country. He is under pressure from critics who say he has not delivered vaccines fast enough and has promised that all Canadians who want a vaccine will get one by the end of September. According to data compiled by Bloomberg, Canada's inoculation drive began 14 December and the country has so far given just over 1.18 million doses. There have been over 823,000 confirmed COVID cases in the country and over 21,000 deaths. The U.S. President Joe Biden administration says it will start gradually allowing into the U.S. tens of thousands of asylum seekers currently forced to wait in Mexico. It says it will begin next week processing about 25,000 people with active cases. Asylum seekers will first be required to register and pass a COVID-19 test before being allowed in via one of three border crossings. The move reverses the much criticized policy of ex-President Donald Trump. The Migrant Protection Protocols Program was enacted in 2019, deterring would-be asylum seekers from coming to the U.S. But on his first day in office since winning last year's election, President Joe Biden suspended the policy. U.S. former President Donald Trump insurrection incitement charge is a monstrous lie, defense lawyers said as they presented evidence in the U.S. Senate. Lawyer Mitchell Van Der Veen called impeachment proceedings against the former president a politically motivated witch hunt by the Democrats. Trump is accused of causing riots in the Capitol on 6 January, which left 5 people dead. He denies the charge. Most Republicans have indicated they will not vote to convict Trump. The defense team took less than 4 of its 16 hours trying to move the impeachment trial to a speedy end. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Chairman of Nepal Communist Party, Dahal Nepal faction, Pushpakamal Dahal Prachanda expresses worry over the risks of losing achievements made so far. World Radio Day being observed today with the theme New World, New Radio, and United States to allow in thousands of asylum seekers waiting in Mexico. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.